written in red by myself. So I did a thing, a dirty whore of a thing, and I'm not ashamed at all. Well, I'm not ashamed of much anyways. I feel like women should be able to express themselves sexually. Still, what I did was pretty bad, even for me. I had gone over to this guy's house I'd met online. It was one of those apps for adults to find someone to hook up with close by. He was cute, young, and from what I could see, had a great body and a big dick. Of course, I needed to see it in person to verify, as the photo could just be angled to make it look larger. When I got there, I met his older brother. They roomed together. They were both sexy as fuck. Good genes definitely ran in their family. I was there for the younger brother, but in all honesty, the older brother was more masculine. If I had a choice, I would have picked the older one. We hung out and had some drinks and smoked a few blunts. We split up to finish the night out in the bedrooms. Soon after entering the young brother's room, he was on me, groping my ass, breasts, and haphazardly kissing me on my lips, neck, and chest. He walked me to his bed. He surprised me by grabbing me and throwing me down. He stood by the edge of the bed and took off his clothes as I watched. I was pleasantly surprised when his dick sprang out. It was thick and had to be at least 6 inches. Now, I wondered if he knew how to use that cock. He crawled onto the bed and began taking my clothes off. Once I was naked, he took a good look at my body. He smiled and said, "Damn, you're sexy, girl." "Yeah, you like it?" I asked. "I'm going to enjoy fucking you," he replied. I thought maybe I was going to get fucked good tonight. You know, one of those fucks that you think about for the next couple of weeks. Maybe have me sore between my legs for the next couple of days as a reminder. He began kissing my breasts and sucking on my nipples. He was a little rough and I had to remind him my nipples are attached. I was almost thankful when he abandoned my breast to taste my pussy. His tongue licked my slit up and down until I was moving my hips with the rhythm. He slipped a finger in my wet pussy as he sucked on my engorged nub. I felt juices begin to flow just before my pussy began to pulse. I threw my head back and let the waves of ecstasy run through my body. He moved to bring his cock up to my mouth as he continued to lick my pussy. His cock was so big, I could only put a third of it in my mouth. I couldn't wait to feel him stretch and pound me. Finally, he pulled his cock out of my mouth and positioned himself between my legs. Spreading me good and wide, he took his cock in his hands and rubbed it up and down between my dripping pussy lips. Slowly, he dipped the tip in, teasing me. Oh, God, I needed more in me. I raised my hips, trying to get more inside. He smiled and groaned as he gave me what I wanted, his cock deep inside. I cried out as he began pumping inside of me. I briefly wondered if his brother could hear me getting fucked. I couldn't help but moan as he enjoyed fucking me. Just as I started to orgasm, I felt his cock pulse as he came. I wholly disappointed that it was over already and hadn't gotten off. Maybe the second time would be better, I thought. Right then, I heard a loud snore. Turning my head, I saw him passed out. No, he didn't, I thought. What the hell? I only felt half satisfied. I contemplated reaching down and finishing myself off, but having him snoring with his flaccid dick sticking out wasn't much of a turn-on. Plus, I was really disappointed. I thought I was getting fucked long and hard tonight. Slowly, I got up and dressed. I went into the bathroom and jumped in the shower quickly to wash everything off me. If he had fucked me good, I would have waited to shower so I could be reminded how good it was every time I smelled him on me. I got out and dried off and quickly got dressed to make my exit. I was thirsty as hell, though, so first I made a detour to the kitchen. I grabbed a bottle of water and had just taken my first sip when I turned around and screamed. The older brother was standing in the doorway. I hadn't heard him come in. "Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you," he said. "It's okay. I startle easily. Leaving so soon? Your brother's passed out, and honestly, it was just a disappointment." "Ouch," she replied. "Hey, the night's young. Stay, smoke a blunt with me, and have a glass of wine." "Sounds good. I'm not ready for the night to end anyways," I replied. He grabbed two wine glasses and poured us some red wine. I was impressed that he went for the wine and not the beer that was in the fridge. I followed him into the living room. We sat on the couch, drank the wine, and smoked the blunt while we chatted. The wine had me warm and fuzzy feeling, while the weed had me relaxed. I was even hornier now than after his brother had gotten done fucking me. I could feel my pussy pulsing in need of some good fucking. I closed my eyes and tried to make the feeling go away, as I really didn't think the brother would want to touch me after his little brother had gotten done in there. I was definitely wrong. He leaned in while my eyes were closed and softly began kissing the sweet spot on my neck. I moaned and enjoyed his tongue, and mouth made its way around my throat and up to my waiting lips. His hand came up to encircle my throat with slight pressure. He was so soft and tender, completely different from his brother, who was rough. He slid his hand down from my throat to inside my bra to lightly encircle my nipple. It wasn't long before his mouth followed the same route. He pushed the straps down on my top bra to expose my breasts. His mouth and tongue felt amazing on my nipples. He knew just how to touch and suck them. His hand slid down between my legs and pushed my skirt up. He dipped a finger down the slit of the top of my panties. My clit was already so engorged that the second his fingers touched it, I moaned and arched my back. He knew what I needed. He stopped at my clit and began circling it with his finger and gently squeezing it between his thumb and forefinger. My breath was ragged as I was ready to come. He slid my panties to the side and dipped his finger into my wet pussy while he used his thumb to continue to rub my clit. I could feel my juices running out of my pussy as I came. "Yes, there you go. That's exactly what you need." Oh, he was right. This is exactly what I needed. He dropped down to his knees between my legs to bury his face in my pussy. Oh my God, I couldn't believe how good he was at eating. I thought his brother wanted to rip my clit off at times. He knew just how to put enough pressure to make me feel excruciatingly good. My hips raised to give him better access. I came hard and long, and he sucked up every drop. As he stood up, I could see his face was dripping from my pussy juices. He wiped his face as I got on my knees and waited for him to pull his cock out. I was dying to see if he had a big cock like his brother's. His cock sprang out long, thick, and hard. Oh, I took it in both my hands, looking it up and down. He was bigger than his brother. I started with the head of his cock, sucking it lightly at first, After a few seconds, I slid my mouth down the shaft as much as I could, while swirling my tongue around the tip. He was so big, I couldn't even get half of his cock in my mouth. I sucked until my jaws couldn't take it anymore. As I stood up, he grabbed me and turned me around. He smacked my ass as I could feel the sting, and it just turned me on more. He then spread my ass cheeks as he took his cock and rubbed it up and down my crack. I was groaning and practically begging with my body for him to put it in. I grabbed the back of the couch and cried out as he finally entered my wet, hot pussy. I didn't even care if his little brother came in and saw me getting fucked by his older brother. Oh, he was big. I felt his cock stretch me. He began stroking his cock inside me. God, he had rhythm. I was so close, it only took a few strokes before the first orgasm hit me. I grinded my ass back against him as his strokes became faster and harder the harder I came. I could feel my juices running out and down my legs. He knew how to fuck a woman. He turned me around and positioned me on the couch so my legs were up on his shoulder. He made sure his huge cock went as far in as possible. It was too much for me, and as I pushed against his chest, but I was pinned down, he slid his cock in and out slowly a few times to let me feel just how much and far inside he was. He spread my legs so he could watch as he fucked me. His thrust became harder and faster as my moans came out faster and harsher. I was almost screaming when his thrust pounded harder for a few seconds before he pulled out and grabbed my head, shoving his cock in my mouth as he pumped his hot liquid down my throat. I sucked and licked up every drop. I took a sip of my wine and got dressed. I quickly kissed him goodbye and left. I didn't want to run into the other brother right now. I just wanted to remember how the older one fucked the hell out of me. I wondered if it would be awkward if I came back to fuck the other brother again. Guess we'll have